Damon. Welcome to Second Peak.
Thanks. Looking forward to chatting, Tasha.
So, Damon, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Oh, man, that's evolved over time. Historically, yes. Recently, no. historically, I wake up at 5 a.m. I'm not a morning person, but, you know, I like getting a head start on the world. And I think what kind of separates, what really drove me towards doing the 5 a.m. thing is because I have three kids. And so it was, where do I get in my extra time? Well, it's either morning or night. My kids are probably going to be up at night a lot of times, so I don't want to take away from that, but they are never going to be up at 5 a.m. So it's sort of, I get up at 5 a.m. I got an autoimmune condition a couple of years ago, though. This is why I say recently, no, it's kind of thrown things off a little bit. I'm trying to figure out that groove, but usually I'm somewhat of an attempted morning person.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
None. I am the opposite of most. I have learned historically from what others have done wrong. So I usually look at, you know, I've been a business owner for 15 years and the last two people that I worked for before starting my agency, were really successful, but they had toxic environments either in the workplace or at home. And so I took from those what not to do in the workplace and what not to do in family. And now I have 33 employees, never had anybody quit, and I've learned what other people do wrong.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given to someone?
I could go down a couple paths. I think my go-to is to, you know, let's take an example of when I hire new employees or when I consult with other new entrepreneurs. I ask them two questions. I ask them first, what are they good at? But then I follow it up with, what do they like to do? And I think those are two dramatically different questions. They can have different answers. And, you know, you got to pay your bills and put food on the table and start somewhere. So if that means starting with what you're good at, that's fine. But eventually you need to either marry or transition into what you enjoy doing to maintain long-term success.
What is the life mantra you live by?
I don't have a mantra. That's a good question. I probably have an underlying theme, which is, you know, I kind of put family first, and I try to build things around a lifestyle of comfort. And I don't mean that by materialistic, flashy things. I mean that by freedoms, and I think that everybody can relate to that in some aspect. Even their earlier stage entrepreneurs, they might say they want the money, but really what you want is the freedom that money buys, and the experienced entrepreneurs will back that up as well. So I think I try to build things around flexibility and freedom, spend time with my kids and family and do the things at the times you want to do, the things that you want to do.
Damon, do you have any hidden talents? What are they?
I can juggle and I can talk backwards. That's kind of embarrassing to admit.
That is a very unique one. What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
Most courageous thing. I've had to put some close friends and family respectfully in their place, which is always an awkward conversation for anybody. But just, you know, not even in one case, as short as 24 hours later, it was messages of gratitude for them having to realize what they, not what they wanted to do, but what they needed to do. And so I'd probably say that.
What is the biggest misconception about you?
I don't know. I'm a pretty, these are good questions. I'm a pretty private person. So, and the public persona, you know, I have a big following on like LinkedIn, for example. And, but what you see is what you get. So I don't think there's a lot of misperceptions. I don't know. That's hard. I'm going to have to pass on that one. I don't really have a good answer for that one.
What is the most heartfelt compliment you've received?
I had an interesting message just a couple months ago from a podcast listener. So I was a guest on somebody else's podcast, and I received a message of just a novel of gratitude, just this really long message that was talking about how what I had to say helped this person really put their reality in check as far as what to be grateful for, and using hard moments in life as learning opportunities. But what was interesting is the message talked about how they had gone through eating disorders and just all these things that I have no experience with. And I didn't even mention anything even remotely close to that. But what's really powerful is when you share your story with other people, it's up to interpretation. And so this gentleman sent me this really long, great poem. I'd never talked to the guy before. And I get messages. That was probably more on the extreme end, but I get messages like that every other week from people that listen to different podcasts and things that I go chat on. And that's what drives me in doing those podcasts and even doing things like this, right? Like, I'm not a big, I've been fortunate enough to find a reasonable amount of success in life. And so now it's like the next chapter is giving back. And that's what drives me in doing these types of conversation pieces, is because that's the personal reward that I get out of these. And so that gentleman on the extreme end is probably the most interesting one, but I'm grateful for all those other engagements that are comparable as well.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
I am fortunate enough to be confident in pursuing what I feel is right, even though it might be a conflict. So I follow the heart, and I'm okay with delayed gratifications and pain points to get there, and it works out in the long run if you choose what you know is right.
Right. Damon, what is your favorite comfort food?
Because of that eating, the autoimmune condition, my choices of food are very limited. So I am grateful for anything. food, period, is my comfort food.
Please finish this sentence. Acceptance is?
I want to say something like personal love. Acceptance is personal love, personal confidence, personal comfort, like being confident in who you are.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
Hang out with my kids the last hour of the day or so. I mean, I hang out with them before that, but that's kind of how we wrap it up, is whatever we did throughout the day. Whether I have three kids, whether after work I was hanging out with one or two or three of them, at the end of the day we all kind of hang out and either watch a show of their choice for 20, 30 minutes, read a book, go outside, jump on the trampoline. So I try to wrap it up, spending some time as a whole with the family and the wife.
Are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
I have a podcast where I support early stage entrepreneurs. As far as causes that I support, I don't have a go-to. I think, you know, what comes to mind with that question is charities and donations and things like that. I've found that to be more of a personal thing for me. So I don't default to a specific charity. Kind of an abbreviated answer is, you know, I sat on this idea of how do I give back a while ago. And so for me, I grew up lower middle class, and I went through free and discounted lunches through school and things like that. So when I find that I'm in a moment where I want to support something, I try to find those things that mean something personally to me. And so, you know, one of the more recent ones was I had an assistant call all the low income schools in my county, find out what their past due lunch balances were. And then I just called the county and wrote a check for, all the schools just to pay off that debt across all of them. So for me, it's more of a personal thing. I don't have a go-to. Back to the delayed gratification, things like that. Like, I'm okay finding what's right for me and not forcing myself to pick an answer right now.
I find you to be a blessing in disguise for other people. And finally, Damon, what do you do and where can people contact you?
I founded a digital marketing company called SEO National. As you can tell by the name, SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. So where I help businesses is getting them to show up higher in search engines for words that they can monetize, but without paying for ads. So you can visit SEONational.com. I also blog a lot about entrepreneurship on my personal blog, DamonBurton.com. I'm most active on LinkedIn as a platform. You can just search my name. And then probably last, whether you want to get an SEO for yourself or you're an agency that needs to hire business that needs to hire somebody. I wrote a book, 135-page Amazon bestseller called Outrank. You can get a free copy at freeseobook.com.
Thank you, Damon, for joining us on Executive Week.
Thanks, Sasha. Appreciate it.